In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees are a step closer to wrapping up home field advantage for the one-game wild card playoff game next week following their 9-2 win over the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Gary Sanchez took former Red Sox pitcher Jalen Beeks deep for a three-run homer, and he drove in four runs overall on the night, while Luis Severino returned to the form that had him talked about as a potential Cy Young Award winner earlier this season. Severino went five innings. He gave up two runs on four hits and won his 19th game of the year, making a good case for starting the winner-take-all game on October 3rd, a game that will most likely be played at Yankee Stadium since the Oakland A's suffered an 11-inning, 10-8 loss to the Seattle Mariners last night. That gives the Yankees a 2.5-game lead for that first wild-card spot and that home field advantage with just five games left to play in the regular season. Noah Syndergaard pitched well for the New York Mets for six innings, but the bullpen following him did not, and the NL East champion Atlanta Braves went on to top the New York Mets 7-3. Potential trouble for the Braves, though, heading into the playoffs, as starting shortstop Dansby Swanson had to leave the game with a sore left wrist, the same one that's bothered him on and off throughout the season. The Braves certainly hope that that is not a serious injury. The Red Sox and Orioles were rained out last night, but there is still high drama in the final week of the season over on the senior circuit, where a number of races are still up for grabs. In the NL Central, the Chicago Cubs and Milwaukee Brewers are separated by just half a game for the division title. Both clubs would love to avoid that one-game wild card by winning the division. Right now, it's the Cubs clinging by their claws to that half-game lead after being shut out 6-0 by the Pittsburgh Pirates last night, while the Brewers topped the St. Louis Cardinals 12-4. And that's where it gets complicated, because the Cardinals are very much in the wild card hunt. The Brewers own that first slot right now for the wild card. The Colorado Rockies currently claiming the second wild card spot, and the Cardinals just a half game behind them. But the Rockies have won five in a row, and they've not yet given up on winning the National League West outright and avoiding that wild card game. And why not? They're just a half game behind the division-leading L.A. Dodgers for that honor. The Dodgers suffering a tough 4-3 loss against the Arizona Diamondbacks last night when Eduardo Escobar led off the bottom of the ninth inning with a home run to give the Diamondbacks a walk-off. It's a crowded field, to be sure. Lots of permutations possible over the final week of the season to see who makes it in and who's forced to play a one-game wild card to move on, so stay tuned. Locally, a big win for the St. Michael's Purple Knights men's soccer team. They handed regionally ranked St. Rose their first loss of the season in a 1-0 win at Duffy Field. Junior Jacob Von Giebel tallied the only goal of the contest, his sixth of the season. The Knights improved to 3-4-1 on the year. St. Rose lost for the first time this season in eight games. In Johnson, Tristan Salgado scored twice for Northern Vermont, but it wasn't enough for the Badgers to overcome a four-goal onslaught by Eastern Nazarene as the Lions came away with a 4-2 win. The Badgers are still over 500 on the season at 5-3. And in college field hockey, Sarah Wells recorded a hat trick for Castleton in the Spartans' 5-2 win over Plymouth State. Wells also assisted on a goal to back up her recognition as last week's Little East Conference Offensive Player of the Week. And the Spartans remain undefeated in conference play. They're 4-0 there and 6-2 on the season in field hockey overall.